This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday is upon us again. Those of you who are just coming to or around to the fact that it's Monday, the 11th of March, second full week of the month. Victoria Keevan is here. Kara Schindler is here. Doug Steffen is here. Jennifer is out of the way, I guess, the manner of speaking, for the day today. Let's get to this trending story about another 737 MAX going down. I have called American Airlines already and told them that any time my name comes up on a list and it's connected to a 737 MAX, I want to be moved to another plane. And Victoria's going to explain why, what happened to yet another pretty much brand new Boeing 737. These people, I don't know, I'm trying to figure it out myself. What's the story behind the story here, Victoria?
Well, the story is, for the second time in less than 6 months, a brand new Boeing aircraft has crashed just a few minutes into the flight. Now, this time, this was so horrific. 157 people, this is everyone who was on board of an Ethiopian Airlines flight that crashed on Sunday morning. Everyone was killed. This crash follows the Lion Air flight that went down over the Java Sea in late October. That flight killed 189 people who were on board. There is no suggestion yet that these two are linked. However, this is the same type of plane. It's a 737 MAX 8. It's a brand new model from Boeing. And apparently in the aviation world, when this plane was unveiled less than 2 years ago, people seem to be pretty enthusiastic about it until the Lion Air flight crashed, and now this flight, the Ethiopian Airlines, crashed as well. The similarities are that the one thing that people are pointing to, and this is going to launch a huge investigation, the similarities are the Lion Air flight went down 13 minutes after it took off. The Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed 6 minutes into its flight. For the Ethiopian Airlines, there weren't as many wild fluctuations in altitude like the Lion Air flight experienced, but it did dip and then regain altitude before it crashed. So once again, I think we're probably going to see that this is actually in some way pilot error. The U.S. pilots have been dealing with similar issues. They have managed to correct the problem before it has led to a crash, but these other two flights, I don't know if the pilots just aren't as well trained as American pilots are or other pilots from other countries, but yeah. It's horrible.
Well, what it does is, I'm a big fan of Boeing planes. I have always preferred Boeing planes to Airbus planes. For those who are geeky on this like I am, the best plane ever made and that I ever flew on, commercial plane, was a Lockheed L-1011. They have been out of service for 10 years. They went into service in the early 70s and pretty much their tri-engine plane, Delta had tons of them, Eastern Airlines had tons of them, TWA had tons of them, British Airways had tons of them, a lot of them. They were great airplanes, well-engineered, people loved flying in them, pilots loved flying them. And since then, because what Boeing did was buy McDonnell Douglas, which was the other manufacturer of TriStars, and stopped making those kinds of planes, they made the more conventional, shall we say. They talk to the airlines, obviously their customers, and they ask the airlines, what do you want? Well, the airlines always say, we want something that's cheaper and faster. Mm-hmm. And
we can pack more sardines in.
Yeah, put more seats in them, that kind of stuff. So Boeing, for the first time that I think, that I can remember anyway in their history, has a real, they've got a real problem on their hands.
Yeah.
The pilots, as you just said, there are 100 of these that were purchased.
And that's
by
my speculation. I am not an aviation expert.
I'm
guessing.
Speculate.
Yeah, I'm just guessing that I think American pilots are the best in the world, and so I think that these problems have probably happened more often than we know in the public, but pilots in America have been able to correct the issue so that it doesn't lead to a tragedy. Unfortunately, in a lot of other countries, the pilots are not either military trained or they don't have as many hours in the air as our pilots do, and I think that's probably what we're going to end up seeing. But what the heck is going on with these planes that this is even an issue that someone needs to correct?
They retooled them. There are two new Boeing 737 models. Remember, the 737 has been around since the late 60s. First jet Boeing plane was the 707, and then the 727 came along. The 707 was a four-engine plane, carried about 180, 190 passengers, and was a wonderful plane. I remember flying. First flight I ever took was on a 707. And then the 727s came along, became the workhorse of the industry, because they were medium-range planes. Everybody liked them, but they were very expensive to fly because they had three engines, and at that time they didn't have refined jet engines the way they do today. So then Boeing engineered a two-engine plane that was just about, well, the first ones were smaller than the 737s, but they eventually have stretched them and made them so that they can carry about the same number of passengers as the old 757s, not quite as many. It's not as well. It's a smaller plane, but yet you can almost get the same number of people in it the way they are configured, especially by the clowns at American that want to just make sardines. But the other airlines have done the same. You've heard people complain you can't get in and out of the washroom.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of things. The seats are uncomfortable. They're put closer together. The first class, there's no entertainment. Nothing works. There's nothing in the plane to give you something. Let's say they all tout their Wi-Fi and stuff, but on these planes they hardly ever work.
Oh, we're giving you the freedom to watch your own entertainment.
Right.
Really?
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, obviously,
should I bring my own popcorn to the next movie too?
Yeah, obviously they've got to fix something, because even if it is operator error, you know, to an extent, if I buy a brand new car and it's, you know, jerking from one side to the other, if I'm a great driver, then, you know, I'm going to be able to avoid a crash maybe.
Yeah.
But I still shouldn't have to deal with that in a brand new car or a brand new plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. They will have to, they're going to have to, either they take, the FAA is going to look at this and they're going to say, okay, ground them all. Put them all on the ground until we certify that we find out what it is that went wrong with these two planes, and we find out whether or not the other planes, I think there are about 300 of them in service now. They put that many in the last year.
Was American the airline that kind of bought more of them than others? As I got a little, obviously reading this story, I got a little like, oh, I'm curious, because I'm flying to Nashville in 2 weeks on United, but I realize I'm on an Airbus on United both ways.
Yeah,
but
I don't believe
wonder,
United
I wonder if
has,
American bought more of them.
I don't think United has any of them. I think Delta ordered some of them. How many they have in service at the moment remains to be seen. But American, that's become the champion in cheapness in our country in terms of service and what they want to do. The guy who runs it is a guy named Doug Parker, who has always been a cheapskate. All the airlines he's ever run have been run on the cheap. And his job is to make the stockholders happy. And the first full year of American coming out of bankruptcy, which he engineered and basically put the airline back on the map, he got a bonus check for $88 million. So his deal and the airline chiefs, wherever it is, for the most part, are into, I mean, there's a lot of speculation about Southwest, which used to be the darling of everybody. They have all kinds of problems. They can't come to an agreement with their union, the mechanics union. They haven't had a contract for 5 years. And so you're finding a lot of, you hear stories here and there about flights being canceled. Well, 3-4% of the flights over the weekend, Saturday especially, were canceled because they can't make the bosses there say, keep flying the planes. And the pilots say, no, we don't want to fly. This plane is a problem, and the mechanics are slow to fix it. So there are all kinds of delays and cancellations. They've ordered a bunch of these planes, as far as I know. Most everybody, whole fleet is 737s. Anybody who's got a full fleet of 737s is bound to have ordered these planes. But the public doesn't like them. And even though it's a workhorse, it's the same basic design. They've done something to them to make the aeronautics different. And you're right in terms of your speculation here, Victoria. The pilots for Ethiopian or any of these, I mean, an African airline, come on. They're not, unless they have American pilots. That's something else that a lot of people don't know. Most of the airlines in Asia, for example, all Nippon Airlines, have all American-built planes and pretty much all American pilots. They aren't Japanese. They're Americans. In China, they have more American pilots, mostly flying freight and not flying commercial. But many of these airlines that are starting in these countries, like Vietnam has its own national airline now, too. I think it's called Air Vietnam or something like that. But they all hire American pilots. One of the reasons there's a shortage of American pilots in America is because some of these outfits are paying more than the American. And I mean A with a small, with a large A, but I don't just mean American Airlines. They seem to have satisfied the needs of their pilots. There hasn't been a contract dispute between pilots and the major carriers for quite a while. But mechanics for Southwest, one of the things that they don't like is the fact that the planes are being sent to Mexico to get major work done on them. In some cases, they're being sent to I don't know whether it's Guatemala, I don't know where they are, but they've been a lot of the major work is being done, and the mechanics don't like that because they want to perform the work, and they, you know, then they'll point to something like this happening. Well, this isn't, I wouldn't be surprised that you hear that from the mechanics at Southwest. Look, we got some of these new planes. Look out. Don't fly Southwest if you're going to be on a 737. But I'm not kidding. I'm looking at my, when I fly back today, I'm on an Airbus. But the next time, most of the coast-to-coast stuff they do between Boston and Los Angeles, on American anyway, are either the Airbus or the Boeing 737. And some of, there's a version of the 737 that came out 4 or 5 years ago that's a fabulous plane. It's very, it's just amazing how different. And then they put the MAX in. There's what they call 737neo that had all kinds of accoutrements in it. And they're comfortable. It's what you're dealing with, the 737 is just a fuselage. What they put inside is up to what the, you know, they offer all kinds of things.
Yeah, the way it's configured is, that makes or breaks a trip for a passenger.
Yeah, it's like buying a Ford pickup truck. You can buy one with a six-cylinder engine in it, and the inside is plain, or you can buy the Laureate model or whatever it is. It's all souped up, and the inside is like a car, and it's very, you know, that's the tip. That's, you can buy an airplane the same way. And so that's what is going on here. And I'm betting that the FAA is going to say, to Boeing.
Oh, I think they've already launched an investigation. They haven't grounded anything yet, but they've already looked into it, saying, okay, this just can't continue. Something, whatever the problem is that's causing this massive dip in altitude right after takeoff, something is going on there, and I'm not sure what, but I hope they figure it out, because these are so many lives lost now after these two crashes.
But I think you're also right in suggesting that the pilots in America, from America, are better trained. These people that
absolutely
fly, I remember,
best in the world.
I rode on an Egyptian airline 757 once, one of the trips I had to Egypt, and it was one of the scariest flights that I've ever been on in my life, and the pilots were Egyptian. So, anyway, that's how we put that story together. Here's something that's pretty much brand new that you're going to like. You've heard me in the last couple of weeks talking about the new MyPillow mattress topper. So those of you who are waking up this Monday morning and you've not had a good weekend, you haven't had a good night's rest, and you're looking forward on the Friday night sleep in to Saturday morning, this is great, but yet you still wake up feeling So if you, that's the side language today. If you've woken up feeling your mattress probably can use some transformation. Finding a new mattress is a pain in the neck, and sometimes that's not what you need. The new world order of things is to have mattress toppers, and MyPillow's got the newest and the best. They are changing the way people get into comfort. It's comfort that you want. It's you want to sleep like a baby. You know, those things, the little expressions that are kind of cute. All right, so let's see how you can get one of these things to alleviate the pressure points and control your body temperature. These are great. They're just like the pillows, you wash them, you dry them. Go to MyPillow.com and order your mattress topper. You'll get 30% off using the DJV code, plus two free standard MyPillows when you use that promo code again, DJV. MyPillow.com for all the things that are there, but the new mattress topper probably ought to get your attention. Use the code DJV, 30% off, two new pillows. Sleep better with all the MyPillow products at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Trending music news for this Monday on the DJV program. Tori and Kara and Doug listening to J-Lo, shall we? This is, when did this song come out? Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Early mid-2000s? Yeah, something like
really?
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does most of her stuff sound somewhat the same? Musically?
Yeah, she's in a dancey kind of genre.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's ever really released a ballad, actually.
Yeah. The dance show, what's it called? America Wants to Dance or something? World of Dance. Yeah, that too. Is that doing well in the ratings? Anybody know how well that's doing?
I haven't watched it, but apparently it does pretty well because this is now its third or fourth season, right? Third season?
Okay. All right, so anyway, J-Lo is engaged to A-Rod. Was she engaged to Ben Affleck?
She's been married three times, and this will be her fourth marriage.
Yeah, this will be her fourth marriage and fifth engagement.
What's her birthday? When's her birthday? Anybody know?
I don't know.
July 24th.
I think she's a Leo.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. question answered. All right. So what's A-Rod? Does anybody know what his birthday is? Carol, fine.
I don't know what his birthday is. I don't know.
She's 49, he's 43.
July 27th, wow, his birthday is 3 days after.
Two Leos,
yeah.
Wow.
Two Leos, wow. Talk about an explosion.
Although male and female Leos get along pretty well, actually. Yeah. It's sometimes the same sex of Leos don't get along, like two males or two females.
They'll have a bombastic sexual relationship as well. So, the happy news came out this weekend, photos of the two of them. Jennifer's got her new ring. which is a massive emerald cut diamond. Ladies, you'll have to explain what a diamond solitaire is for me, because
it means it's just a single stone on a band. If it's solitaire, it's just that's what
it
means.
It's gigantic. It's like the same size as
it's
my head.
It's so big. It is.
Really?
It just to give you an idea, it's so big that the NHL even tweeted, and A-Rod was a baseball player and has no connection to the NHL, but the NHL even tweeted a congratulations and said congratulations on a ring, on that ring. There are skating rinks in the NHL that are not as big as this ring that she has.
This
diamond is huge.
And that's why I laugh about her song, Love Don't Cost a Thing, because obviously it costs a little bit.
$1 million, as a matter of fact. That's what this is worth. I still don't get it. You know, we've had this conversation before. What it is that you ladies see in having a diamond, what even there is, what's the need, you know, give a snap from a can of
Well, it's just
flowers.
Like flowers. We don't need flowers, but we still love them. So don't need diamonds, but we love them.
Flowers.
And when it's when it's a diamond this big,
it's
massive.
Confirmation of the engagement. Now, there's no wedding plan announcement yet, is there? I didn't see anything that would indicate when they were going to get married.
No, not yet.
So she's got two children with Mark Anthony. They're twins. And doesn't she have a daughter with, she has somebody?
Just those two, the boy, Max and Emmy,
Rodriguez has children with his ex-wife, right?
Yeah.
How are they, what's the relationship like with the children here, anybody know?
From everything I've read, the whole family seems to be a pretty good blended family,
She's a pretty likable sort, frankly. That's what
I think she's very stable. Which is, you know, when you're going to be in a blended family like this, I think that's important. You know,
she also has
she's got a
great work ethic.
Yeah.
She just kind of has it together. She seems to have it together.
Well, the two of them together, I think they're a perfect match because they're both workaholics, but they both understand each other's drive, and they both understand each other's crazy schedule. So this, hopefully, and I like J-Lo, and I like A-Rod, hopefully this will last. This will be the marriage, you know, fourth son is the charm, hopefully.
Yeah, you hope for that with everybody.
Yeah.
One way or another. So J-Lo's engaged, that's the bottom line here. Music in the focus at 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. team is now heading to Ethiopia to help investigate the Ethiopian Airlines jet crash yesterday morning that killed all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. The National Transportation Safety Board sending 4 experts to the site. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's prison sentence came as a shock to him.
I was really surprised by the sentence he was given. I think it's an incredibly lenient sentence.
McCabe speaking on CBS's Face the Nation on Manafort's prison term of 47 months for 8 counts of bank and tax fraud. Manafort is scheduled for another sentencing in Washington this week in another case in which he could get a maximum 10 years in prison for conspiracy and obstruction of justice convictions. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Monday's upon us, the 11th of March. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another good day on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is under the weather today, hopefully back on the morrow. Today is National Promposal Day. Here we go. Kara is very happy that she's not in school anymore because she doesn't have to worry about who invites her to the prom. How about you, Victoria? Were you the invite or invite
prom? No, really? I didn't go to a prom. Yeah, I went to an all-girls school.
Not have a prom.
I know. Oh, well, okay. I went to an all-girls school, so we didn't have a prom. But there were boys' schools around us who did, you know, everybody had proms, but I didn't go to one. I don't think I missed out, though. I think I'm okay.
Yeah, it was always very awkward for me, anyway. I remember asking. I didn't have much going for me when I was a kid that age in terms of what the women around wanted. So it was not a big deal for me. I didn't really care one way or another. It was the promposal day, the suggestion of someone, about who invites who is the question. The boys invite the girls invite the boys. This thing started back in 2001. Promposals been around forever, it seems, but this day was established by the Men's Warehouse.
Well, that's where all the kids get, all the boys get their tuxes from, right? So
yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah, right. So be on the lookout for lots of viral videos showing promposals starting today through the end of prom season, which is what, first part of May for the most part?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that? Yeah,
yeah, April and May. Maybe even maybe the very beginning of June. There are some schools that might even have a prom like first week of June.
All right, some names trending in the news today. Jan Michael Vincent. Many of you will remember him from one of the most popular television programs in the 70s. He and Ernest Borgnine were in a program called Airwolf. Jan Michael Vincent passing away over the weekend at the age of 74. The death certificate, as usual, you know, the E! News people or TMZ go chasing around to find the death certificate. And apparently he died quite a while ago, like a month ago. Went into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, I think TMZ unearthed this one, so yeah, I'm not sure how they go through death notices, but they always seem to uncover this stuff.
Hooray. So anyway, most people remember him from Airwolf, but he was in a lot of other stuff. Big Wednesday, The Winds of War, which was a very dramatic. Robert Mitchum starred in that back in the, I think it was the 90s. He got out of acting about 10, 11, 12 years ago. He always was in the news for being a bad boy, a lot of drug problems, alcohol problems. He was arrested for possession of cocaine two or three times. He was in rehab after he was arrested for drunk driving back in the late 80s when he was still a big television star. And then checked into a treatment facility at 96 after he got into a bad car crash while under the influence. He broke three vertebrae in his neck, and he was really never the same after that physically. He spent 60 days in jail for violating his probation. He had a daughter with his
sad
wife, Bonnie. Well, yeah, it's a sad story.
Yeah, just the life of addiction is just so sad. Wow. And, you know, I remember seeing reruns of Airwolf, you know, when I was a little kid. My grandfather was obsessed with this show because my grandfather was a pilot. And, just
loved that show. Like comparable to the NCIS shows of today.
Yeah.
That's what I compared it to.
Yeah.
Next name in the news is Whoopi Goldberg, who's been off The View for about a month. A lot of people speculated that she was going to be the host of the Oscars because she was gone for the week before.
Right.
But now she's been out. She has pneumonia. This is becoming a big... you know, one of the reasons I got a pneumonia shot, because I don't much care about a lot of the hoopla about vaccines. I remember having mine when I was a kid. You all did. But there's been a big to-do about vaccines in the last 10, 12 years because of things that have happened that may or may not be connected to autism, or other things that are maladies. But in terms of pneumonia, as you get older, you have more of a chance to get pneumonia. I have a friend now who's 60, who's in the hospital and has been in the hospital for, I think she went in last...
It's harder to get rid of, too.
Wednesday. Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're over 60. Right. That's what I think. I think it's 60 and over is when they recommend the vaccine. But it's very difficult to get rid of. So Whoopi's had this for over a month now.
Right, and she says in a video that was going to be on the show, "Hey, yes, it's me. I'm here. I'm up. I'm moving around. Not as fast as I'd like to, but I'm okay. I'm not dead." So here's what happened. I had pneumonia. I was septic. Pneumonia in both lungs. And, I mean, there was fluid, all kinds of stuff going on. Yes, I came very close to leaving the earth. Good news, though, I didn't. Thank you all for your good wishes. I hope this will get her to stop smoking. She's been a big smoker all of her life.
Oh, is she?
And that's what, huge, big, she's a big smoker. Anyway, so she was supposed to be on that Love Rocks with Martin Short last Thursday, but she wasn't there for that because she's in the hospital. She got pneumonia. And so they don't know when she'll be back, obviously. I always love that question. Well, wouldn't you think you'd be back to the show? How the hell do I know? I've got pneumonia.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to be back to the show. Yeah. Here's an interesting sort of note. Last week we had the talk radio boot camp here in Los Angeles. And actually, Jennifer and her morning co-host from the local show she does here in L.A. was on a panel. I think we posted, Victoria, we were, I don't know if I figured it out or you figured it out.
Yeah, there's a picture on Facebook of you and Tom Kelly.
Oh, right? Shotgun Tom. Yeah, with Jennifer on the panel. But we had some other, we took a picture, Richie and I, and Jennifer had a picture that we might, I thought I sent it to you. I want you to teach me how to do it myself. So maybe we'll do that at some point in time. Anyway, one of the stories that was floating around at the end of the day, because this was a very political, the agenda of the hosts and a lot of the conversation was the usual stuff about political talk radio versus non-political talk radio, stations that are successful, sort of blending the two together. At any rate, a fellow that I know, as a matter of fact, his wife used to be on the program that preceded this, not necessarily in your place, Victoria, but she was on a lot. Her name is Darla, Darla Shine. Her husband, Bill, was the number two guy at Fox, and when that all fell apart, his pal, Sean Hannity, got him a job as White House Communications Director, but now he's gone from that position. He will now serve as senior advisor to the reelection campaign, which is probably a better spot for him anyway, because it's more of a political spot, although he's not a rabid political sort, frankly. He's pretty cool, calm, and collected. But he does know his way around the right wing and the political circles that will be needed to win Trump's campaign. So I don't know that that's a bad thing for him. I think Trump wanted to get comfortable with him, and he did, and that's why he's moved over there. I don't think it's anything. My guess is that he's it's not because he's doing a bad job. It's probably the other way around. He's probably doing, he's a very efficient guy. And I think this position, although a lot of the people who don't like him or don't like Trump said, ah, look, see, the guy only lasted in the job 6 months or however. No, this is actually a pretty good job for him, I would think. Anyway, so that's the Bill Shine story and my way of straightening it out so you get the right idea about it, because I don't think it was by any stretch of the imagination, a demotion. Well, here we go. Jussie Smollett, next person in the news. Grand jury indicted him on 16 counts, 16 felony counts. The indictments charge him with disorderly conduct for making a false police report, charged with felony disorderly conduct with a, what was it, $10,000 bond that he posted?
Mm-hmm.
Or you got to put 10% down. He had a $100,000 bail number placed on his head, so you got to come up with at least 10% cash to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Judge ordered him to give up his passport. He's also been taken off Empire, I think, hasn't he?
They wrote him out of the final episode or final two episodes of the season. I think his employment, his future employment, really depends on how this trial goes. Right. It's just the most bizarre story. It's crazy. It'll be
still is.
Yeah, it really is. We still don't fully know what happened, and all we know, the two brothers claimed from the beginning that they didn't know anything about the letter that was sent to the set of Empire. I guess the police think that Jussie Smollett actually sent that letter himself. So, but the motivation, that's really what, the salary was not the issue. So what was it that made him do this? You just, I don't know. It's so bizarre. And the turmoil that it caused and the rift politically that it caused, people who were already divided and then adding in the MAGA stuff and all that, it's the last thing that we needed in this country. It's certainly the last thing the city of Chicago needed. There are already race issues in Chicago that we talk about all the time, and it's such a mess, and I can't even believe that someone would be that stupid to even attempt this and think we're going to get away with it. There has to be.
Yeah. So how many people remember the soap opera star Jed Allen, who was also not only on Days of Our Lives, but 90210, another person from 90210 to die within a week. He was at least seasoned. He was 84. He died in Palm Desert over the weekend. One of those, you'd recognize his face if you saw him. I guess that's the best way of putting it. I'm trying to figure out, Gloria Allred showed up over the weekend with some guy who has accused R. Kelly of, I'm not sure whether he's whether he manhandled him or somebody that he knew in his family, one of his children. I don't know if you ladies have gotten the piece. I was trying to find something on BuzzFeed about it.
I heard something about Gloria Allred. Yeah, I think Gloria Allred, I thought, was representing a female whom is accusing R. Kelly of abuse. So that's really the only kind of quick headline that I saw.
It's just another one of those things. And please help me with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and what the latest is. There's some other hoopla around her now. Something else. She said something else that now has.
Did she?
People,
oh, boy.
Yeah, there's something else that she said. And then. Because now, as you might imagine, a lot of the people from a certain political bent are upset, saying that she shouldn't be allowed to wear a hijab, what do they call it?
Hijab. Jeanine Pirro, who I have zero time or use for, she apparently said something that about her hijab, and then even Fox News has distanced themselves from Jeanine Pirro. That's how bad it is. If Fox News is like, whoa, Jeanine, that's over the line.
Right, yeah.
So, I don't know, I think she's a wackadoo.
Golden State Warriors blew a 16-point lead yesterday, lost to the Phoenix Suns, first time in 5 years. Kevin Durant was pulled out. He hurt his ankle fourth quarter of the game, didn't come back in again, and then things didn't get any better for him. So there's the basketball situation. When does the basketball go? Goes now till June, doesn't it? It's still playing. March Madness, you get rid of the college.
June or July,
anyway, and then, All right, what do we have on television tonight? Anybody got a quick rundown of the stuff that may be new or good or hot or
not? Yep, I know where Carol will be tonight. She will be glued to the TV for season finale part one of The Bachelor. It feels like the season that has never ended, but tonight we find out what happened to Colton after he fled upon learning that Cassie had dropped out of the competition. Also, what happened to Hannah G. and Tasha.
You want to do this report, Kara?
Yeah, right, Kara? You want to give us an update on The Bachelor? Apparently, Colton, jumped over a fence or something, and he just ran from the set. I don't know why.
He was so upset that he ran out and jumped over a fence, and Chris Harrison, the host of it, pretended to be shocked and, of course, was like, oh, my God, this is the most crazy thing that's ever happened. He says that every episode, but I'm excited, so I will definitely be watching tonight.
Well, that starts at 8 o'clock on ABC tonight. There's a brand new episode at 8 o'clock on CBS of The Neighborhood. And also, blind auditions continue on NBC at 8 o'clock of The Voice. If you're into wrestling, there's a brand new WWE Monday Night Raw. Brand new episode of Man with a Plan on CBS tonight as well. Black Lightning and Arrow are new on the CW. Arrow was announced over the weekend. That will be season 8 will be a shortened season, and that will be the final for that show. And then also on A&E, if you like a little bit of music history, it's called John and Yoko, Above Us Only Sky. It's the untold story of John Lennon's album Imagine, which was released in 1971.
That's
and it kind
album.
Of is the, it's a great album. And that's on A&E at 9 o'clock tonight, and that kind of goes behind the scenes of the making of that album and into their personal life as well.
For those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, you know that when I start talking about something and get behind it, sort of endorse it, you know that I use it myself and that I like it. Such is the case with Power Swabs. Whitening my teeth, having a good white set of teeth, having a good smile is important to me, and I'm guessing it's probably pretty important to you. So if you want to have a really good smile and you're a coffee drinker, tea drinker, red wine drinker, maybe still a smoker, I hope not, the stuff that stains your teeth basically from those four causes. So instead of using whitening stripes, I tried that, and the stuff, those, what do they call them, the trays you stick in your mouth, ugh. No, here's the five-minute solution, Power Swabs, bright white smile, Power Swabs all natural. It's a tooth whitening product that's made from all natural sources. So let's get rid of the stain. Let's take the stain off of your enamel, not take the enamel off of your teeth. You snap, swab, and smile. In 5 minutes, all these stains are going to start to disappear. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Only way to get them at half price. Use the DJV code. Half the retail price. Power Swabs. Whiten up those teeth. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Be a happy day when you do it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world and seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program, so we got to get right at it. Victoria Keelan with the Congress major data privacy legislation in the hopper in the agenda. What's the scoop?
Yeah, tech companies will be under continued scrutiny this year as both Congress and presidential candidates are talking about major reforms for the tech industry, which really doesn't have much regulation currently. Massachusetts Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren proposed breaking up major companies like Google, Amazon, and Facebook, saying that the companies monopolize their platforms. On the other side of the aisle, Republican Senator Roger Wicker and other lawmakers are currently working on a data privacy bill that is seeking to protect consumers. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook said earlier this month that his company is committed to privacy, writing about detailed plans to protect user data, blah, blah, blah. No one believes you, Mark Zuckerberg. The EU has already passed sweeping data privacy laws that started at the beginning of or at the end of last year. And that essentially will limit a tech company's ability to collect information from their users. In the U.S., the only state which has implemented a data privacy framework so far is California, and a national approach is definitely needed. I think so many people can agree on that. And we'll probably be hearing a lot about this as the presidential hopefuls start talking more about tech security and individual data privacy. And, you know, what has to really end, and I think everyone can also agree on this, regardless of where you are politically, but these user agreements that people check off in order to use whatever the app is or the social media platform, no one reads through these user agreements, and it's the terms of service are so long, no one knows what they're signing up for,
right.
And that kind of language has got to change. And so I think that's probably the first step that we'll see as legislation starts rolling in. It will probably start with the terms of service, because people are signing up for stuff and they have no idea what they're signing up for.
Right.
They're signing away their privacy.
Later
they
on.
Don't know it.
Remind me later on to tell you the story about signing up for a food, or trying to sign up for a food service for Martha Stewart and what I went through.
Okay.
I mean, that's a story and a half, kind of down the same street you're going here. Meanwhile, tax season is upon us. This time of year is when scammers get aggressive with fake IRS calls trying to trick you out of your hard-earned money. One company is delivering technology that will help protect you as a customer. So let's hear the story behind the story with that.
Every tax season, the IRS warns the public against tax scams. Many of these scammers will use call spoofing technology to make it look like the IRS is calling, so you answer. T-Mobile and Metro by T-Mobile are alerting customers against the fakes. Grant Castle, VP of Engineering Services for T-Mobile.
Scam calls are an industry-wide problem. At T-Mobile, we are fighting scammers with free tools that work across our network to help keep you safe. To date, we have alerted customers to over 10 billion scam likely calls. We do this for free, no app required.
Scam calls are a growing problem. It's expected that over half of all calls will be scam calls by the end of the year. Most carriers make customers download an app to protect themselves.
We don't make you download anything or pay extra for Scam ID and Scam Block. When a call reaches our network, it's analyzed, tagged, and you are instantly warned that it's scam likely. We are updating our network every 6 minutes, so our customers are always protected.
To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com.
All right, next up in the bill of fare here on Tech Talk is a focus on Netflix and Hulu. The question is, will you or won't you? Should you or shouldn't you, right? Isn't that the question?
Essentially, yeah. And the question is, the Federal Emergency Alert Program was designed decades ago. It interrupts your TV, makes the loud beeping noise. It's super annoying, unless you're in a real emergency, and then you want to have it. then you're happy it's there. It's currently been used on TV and radio stations, and it warns of impending, you know, acts of war, to severe weather, things like that. However, more and more people listen to the radio differently. They're listening to podcasts, or they're listening on demand, and they don't watch TV on regular cable anymore. So the question really is, should emergency alerts be included with Netflix and Hulu? And it's actually a great question. FEMA is the agency that manages the system's technology. They say that there really are no known technical hurdles involved in transmitting alerts. They're currently also on smartphones. If you've ever, you know, you get an Amber alert on your smartphone, weather alerts, and national emergency alerts. So it does make sense to extend it to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, things like that. FEMA said that a new tool would need to be developed to distribute the alerts, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a huge, that it's a big problem. I think that this could be readily solved. And so the READY Act is actually what we're going to be hearing about more.
All right. Good job. Thank you, Victoria and Doug. At 59 after on the DJV show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.